1 Peter 2:11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Picture a group of soldiers trapped behind the enemy lines in Nazi Germany during World War II. The Nazis know they are there and have given orders to shoot them on sight. No quarter will be given. They are not to be taken prisoner. They are to be searched out and destroyed. If you can picture that, you can picture what the Apostle Peter is trying to get across in this verse. There is a war going on. On one side, on active duty, armed and deadly, are your fleshly lusts. On the other side is your spiritual nature, your soul. The fleshly lusts, which lead to drunkenness, gluttony, and uncleanness, are at war against your soul. No quarter will be given. These fleshly lusts are unrelenting, and our chief weapon against them is to avoid them, to abstain from them, to shun them, as you would a deadly disease. That's interesting, because quite often when advice like this is given, the person to whom the advice is given thinks you are trying to make life hard, barren, and difficult for them. Such a narrow outlook on life. Surely you don't want me to miss out on all the fun things of life. The devil is a master of making evil look good. He told Eve, "Do this and you will be like God." He is still at work, propagating his lies. Here the Apostle Peter knew that even the best people need an exhortation to keep away from the worst of sins. As strangers and pilgrims, we should not involve ourselves with anything that will impede us on our journey. We are homeward bound through territory ruled by the devil, the god of this world, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So let us keep ourselves clean and unspotted by the world as we walk the straight and narrow path that leads to life. Some of you know the results of going the way of the world and following the path of sin. You are robbed of your comfort of soul and peace of mind. Misery and disgrace are the companions of a surrender to fleshly lusts. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.